We continue our readings in the book of the prophet Daniel at the 10th chapter, Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Now, the Revised Standard Version reads this rather differently, and I want you to heed the translation here because we were making comment on it afterwards. The RSV reads, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. And the word was true, and it was a great conflict. The conflict was great. The word in the original, which is translated in the Authorized Version, time appointed, is the word which we find in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2, where it speaks of Israel's warfare being accomplished. Warfare. And here the RSV brings out this meaning. The word was true, and it was a great warfare. It was a great warfare appointed. And he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. We'll turn to that later. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can thy servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me, and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted. The idea here is that he is about to return to the heavenly warfare, but he has time to stay with Daniel until he reveals the vision. But I have time to show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. Now, this is perhaps a misleading phrase. It doesn't refer to the scriptures as we know them. We could more accurately translate it thus. I will show thee that which is noted in the writings of truth. That is to say, written down in the book of God. Written down in the plan of God. This is what is predetermined. This is what God has decreed. That's what the angel is saying. I will show thee that which is noted down in the plan, in the blueprint of God. That's as good a way of rendering it. That's certainly the meaning. I will show thee that which is noted down in the blueprint of God. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.